Hi there. The word for today is trust your advocate, not your accuser. In Revelation 12, verse 10, the Apostle John wrote, I heard a loud voice shouting across the heavens, for the accuser of our brothers and sisters has been thrown down to earth, the one who accuses them before our God day and night. Isn't that great? You know, Satan has only one aim, according to Jesus in John 10, verse 10, and that is to steal and to kill and to destroy. He'll steal your peace, he'll kill your dreams, and he'll destroy your future if you let him. And he has deputized a horde of silver-tongued demons to help him. He enlists people to peddle his poison. Friends dredge up your past. Preachers proclaim all guilt and no grace. And some parents, God bless them, distribute guilt and condemnation 24 hours a day. Long into adulthood, you can still hear their voice in your head saying, why can't you grow up? When are you going to make me proud? So what's the answer in a word? Jesus. Romans 8, verse 34, great scripture. In the Message, Paul writes, Jesus is in the presence of God at this very moment, sticking up for us. Whoa, let that sink in for a moment. In the presence of God, in defiance of Satan, Jesus rises to your defense. He takes on the role of a priest. Hebrews 10, verse 21 says, and since we have a great priest over God's house, let us come near to God with a sincere heart and sure and confident faith, because we have been made free from a guilty conscience. A clean conscience, a clean record, a clean heart, free from accusation, free from condemnation, aye, and not just our past mistakes, but our future ones too. Are you serious? Hebrews 7, verse 25 in the Living Bible says, since Jesus will live forever, he will always be there to remind God that he has paid for our sins with his own blood. So the word for you today is this: don't listen to your accuser. Trust your advocate.